Arlen Specter loses in Pennsylvania. Blanche Lincoln is headed for a runoff. This could be a sign that incumbents are in trouble come November.
Let's throw the bombs out. Let's throw the bombs out.
But the country has ridden any number of anti-incumbent waves. And Milton Friedman said you can't change politics simply by choosing a new boat.
Nice to elect the right people, but that isn't the way you solve things. The way you solve things is by making it politically profitable for the wrong people to do the right things.
Which leads to two questions. Are primary results a sign that the country will throw out the old guard in November? And will the new guard be any different? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, Wednesday, May 19th. And judging from all the primaries, not just these, but the ones we had before across the country, I don't know. I'm not really sure
mixed
what to
result.
Take away.
Yeah. It's nice to hear Uncle Milty there, that's for sure.
That's
I went to his school, University of Chicago. Let's get a check on the morning's top political news, and that is at the top of the news. Election results. In Pennsylvania's Democratic primary, Senator Arlen Specter fell to a jubilant Joe Sestak.
This election is about you. It's about you and everyone in this great commonwealth who stood up and wanted diverse voices heard.
Also in Pennsylvania, Democrats kept control of the seat held for many years by the late Congressman John Murtha. In Kentucky, a big win for the Tea Party, though. Rand Paul won the Republican primary, beating out the GOP-backed candidate. And in Arkansas, a mixed result. Democratic Senator Blanche Lincoln was forced into a June runoff against her lieutenant governor.
Joining us now, Takeaway political correspondent Todd Zwillick. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, Celeste.
Many people are now saying these primaries were a test of anti-incumbent fervor. So what do these results tell us?
Celeste, I don't think there's a way to look at these results without concluding that there's anti-incumbent fervor. As you said, Blanche Lincoln, a two-term incumbent senator, forced into a runoff. Arlen Specter, five-term senator, is out. Combine that with results, as you mentioned a couple weeks ago, Alan Mollahan, incumbent congressman of West Virginia, Robert Bennett of Utah, out and out. There's no question it's anti-incumbent. And there's one more quick lesson. Republicans aren't doing as well as everybody thought they would. The Republican-backed candidate in Kentucky lost. Another Republican-backed candidate in the third district in a smaller race in Kentucky lost. And Republicans lost in Pennsylvania. So anti-incumbency does not necessarily mean a pro-Republican at this point.
Okay, we're going to talk more about that in just a moment. Stay with us, Todd.
The oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico is spreading. Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says it's unclear where it's heading.
What we're trying to do is basically protect the entire Gulf Coast at the same time.
Lawmakers will again hear from BP executives on the spill. The man suspected in the Times Square bombing went to court yesterday for the first time since the failed attack. Faisal Shahzad was appointed a public defender. He did not enter a plea on a number of terrorism charges. In Afghanistan, NATO troops have beaten off an attack against the U.S.-run Bagram Air Base near Kabul. U.S. troops say seven insurgents were killed. In Thailand, anti-government protesters have surrendered to the army. The red shirt protesters said they wanted to avoid further deaths, but violence continues across the country.
And the Securities and Exchange Commission has announced new measures to avoid a repeat of the dramatic market drop earlier this month. Trading will be stopped for any stock if its value dives more than 10% in 5 minutes. Taking a look at those markets, Asian markets are down and so are European indices. Futures down as well. The Dow will start at 10,510, the S&P at 1,120, and the NASDAQ at 2,317. So we're going to be talking all morning about last night's primary elections in several states. Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell is going to talk about the loss of incumbent Arlen Specter in his state. That's in a half hour. And we're also going to ask how might these elections factor into November's midterm results. But what is the headline for you coming out of here? The Tea Party's on the rise? No one's safe? What do you think?
This is Greg from Baltimore. I think these primaries have shown the polarization of politics in America. The Republicans want more conservative candidates. In many cases, the Democrats want more liberal candidates. This fall will be very interesting to see where we go, especially in swing states.